Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day and a great season. It is, of course, the Christmas season, but it is also the first day of Hanukkah today. Last night, Jewish people all over the world lit the first candle of Hanukkah because Jewish holidays begin the night before. And one of the people lighting Hanukkah candles was the vice president-elect of the United States. That's right, Kamala Harris. She is not Jewish herself, but her husband, Doug Emhoff, is. The problem with the very sweet video they prepared, and I understand it was meant to spread goodwill and basically to show a warm and human side of the vice president-elect and her husband, but it also communicated some truly mistaken ideas about the Hanukkah holiday and the real themes of that holiday. We will get to that. There's actually, and this is a column I wrote before, it's not in response to Vice President Harris, but it could be. I wrote a column on the real message of Hanukkah, which is not what people think it is. Hanukkah is not basically a peculiar version of Christmas with potato pancakes and spinning tops. No, that's not it. And this is my column for Newsweek this week. It is available right now, and I would highly recommend it to people. We will get to the video posted by the vice president coming up this hour. But there's also this incredible situation going on in New York City, and it's truly serious. And there are great protests about it having to do with the coronavirus pandemic. Now, nobody can deny the coronavirus pandemic. It reached 3,000 deaths most recently and 3,000 deaths a day. Everyone says it's going to get worse before it gets better, before we can get the vaccines out there, before we can get enough people vaccinated to make a difference. So Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, this is clip six, Jeremy, has decided they are going to close altogether in New York indoor dining. And this is very serious because, of course, outdoor dining in New York City in mid-December will be pretty chilly. Here is the announcement from Governor Cuomo. Listen.
We said that we would watch it. If the stabilization, if the hospital rate didn't stabilize, we would close indoor dining. It is not. We're going to close indoor dining in New York City on Monday. Outdoor dining and takeout continues.
Okay, of course, they're not going to close all indoor dining. You can dine in your home or your apartment, fortunately. But this remains a very serious matter, and there is a bitter, bitter opposition to it. The founder of Barstool Sports and the president of Barstool Sports, his name is Dave Portnoy, was extremely unhappy about the decision from Governor Cuomo. And what he said in response to that was this. He posted on a video. This is clip 5A.
New York City just closed indoor dining. New York City just closed indoor dining. What do they think is going to happen? What do they think is going to happen to the thousands of restaurants? They're done. The bar and restaurant industry and small business have been squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. and they've tried everything. They've been as creative as possible. You get the outdoor dining, these structures they've had to build on their own dime. You have the glass in between the masks. You've had the 6 feet of separation, fewer tables. They've been as creative as you can be to save their livelihoods, to save what they spent decades of blood, sweat, and tears building. They've done whatever. They scratched and clawed. And now a few politicians in New York City like, you're done. We're shutting it down. No indoor dining. How do you expect these people to survive?
Okay, it's a reasonable question, isn't it? He goes on and goes to what he believes to be the heart of the problem, and I think there are a lot of Americans who would agree with him. Listen, 5B.
It's insanity, and this isn't about corona or how dangerous and the hospitals are rising. It's not. Listen, the vaccine is right around the corner. If you're health impaired, you're afraid of it, you're old, don't go out. Stay inside for 3 months. The vaccine is coming. But let people decide. I can't believe in this country what I consider the most basic right of them all, the right to earn a living, the right to earn a livelihood, is now being stolen. It is being stolen by a few politicians who believe they are smarter than me and you. They believe they have the right to tell me and you how to live our lives. Something you could never imagine. Basic freedoms they are stealing. And I'm not overstating it. They are stealing it. And they're saying they're protecting us. Let us protect ourselves. You're not protecting a family that you just destroyed. These people aren't getting their livelihoods back.
Okay, and to justify it, and again, this is one of those things, I wish there were an easy answer. I don't know what the answer is. But clearly, coming up with a fairly sudden and it would seem to be arbitrary declaration like this is not going to go down well in New York City. And you remember how earlier in the pandemic, Andrew Cuomo was a hero to people on the left. He was a hero to many New Yorkers. He was riding high on a wave of popularity. Not now. And here is part of the irony of the position that he's taking and the difficulty he has in supporting it. He talks about, this is clip four, Jeremy, he talks about where most of the hospitalizations come from, how people get the virus that leads to their hospitalization. And no, it's not usually at bars or restaurants. Clip four.
The troubling information in this is 74% of the new cases are coming from household gatherings, living room spread. In many ways, you can understand what happened. You close bars, you close restaurants, you close theaters, you close stadiums, you close mass gatherings. Where do people go? They go home. Come to my house. We'll go over to Robert's house. We'll invite our friends. We'll invite our family. Compound that by the holiday season, which is a natural come to my house, my family, my friends, I know we'll be safe. That is what is driving these numbers.
Now, of course it is. It's called human nature. If they can't go out to bars and restaurants, what he's acknowledging here is that this lockdown of all dining out across New York City, regardless of dining out, dining inside, dining out. I don't even know about the idea of trying to do outdoor dining in this situation. Look, obviously part of what happened, and I think that most people who are looking seriously at this matter will acknowledge it, is most Americans got together somehow in larger groups, perhaps, than they should have for Thanksgiving. I know a family that where grandparents in their 80s came to a family gathering for Thanksgiving, and they have been diagnosed with COVID-19. God willing, they will be fine. They will come out of it, as most people, even most elderly people, do. But it is a national crisis right now. And it's one of the reasons that all of the incredibly hysterical talk and divisiveness about the election results is making it only more difficult to have a coherent response on dealing with this crisis. We'll get to Kamala's Hanukkah and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, helpful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dates and deadlines are serious. Today, we're talking 3 days after that safe harbor date that is a serious date. It's established by law. It's in the statute books. And then Monday, the 14th of December, the Electoral College is supposed to vote. Somebody who takes those deadlines seriously, and I appreciate him for it, is Andrew McCarthy. He, of course, is a longtime federal prosecutor. He is a leading conservative voice and yet a very informed conservative voice over at National Review, at Fox News, where he is a contributor. And he is also a best-selling author. Andy, first of all, you have been, it seems to me, spot on about this lawsuit. Are you surprised that two-thirds of the Republicans in the House of Representatives have signed on to back Ken Paxton's lawsuit to basically throw out the Biden votes from Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Michigan?
Well, thank you first, Michael, for being so gracious about that. I appreciate that more than you know. I'm more disappointed than surprised. I think that what we're seeing, it's unfortunate, but it's a fact of life, that Republicans are trying to walk a line between worries about the Trump base, which can be a very powerful thing as far as primaries and other kinds of challenges are concerned, and trying to wrestle with the fact that or somehow acknowledge the fact that Joe Biden is going to be president on January 20th. And I think they're trying to signal to Trump's base, see we're on the right team, we're doing we're doing all the right things, because they know this lawsuit is going nowhere. And what I think I would say if I were the Supreme Court is this is not a judicial process. It's a political process. Ultimately, January 6th, which is one of the dates that you were just referring to, probably the most important one, Congress accepts the votes and counts them from the Electoral College from the states around the country. At that point, are these guys who are beating their chest and willing to sign on to a lawsuit that they know is going nowhere, are they going to stand up in Congress and object to the votes of Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Georgia? I don't think they'll have the gumption to do that, because that would be accountable. Then they would be telling 20 million people that it's fine with the Republican Party if they're disenfranchised, and good luck to Republicans ever winning an election in one of those states again. So I think they're doing this because it's an exhibition, but when it gets down to brass tacks and they're going to be accountable for it, I wouldn't expect to see it on January 6th.
Wow. Am I correct? I believe that the way it works is that all it takes is one member of Congress to object to a slate of electors from any state being validated, and then the Congress has to vote. Isn't that the way it works?
I think the way the process works is one member within each state's congressional delegation, one member of the House and one member of the Senate together have to object. And if they do, then it gets referred to the House and it gets debated and it gets voted on. So they will have to have a senator and a congressman or a representative from the House who are willing to say we object to, say, the votes of Pennsylvania being counted. And I just don't think, Michael, I think part of what's going on here, and we see this all too often, we all complain about the courts, but what ends up happening is these guys basically want the courts to decide everything and then complain about how the courts rule. And they're asking the justices to do their heavy lifting for them when, in fact, this is a political process. And if they want to object, that's the way you have to object.
Okay, there's a have you seen the statement today by the Conservative Action Project?
I did, yes.
Okay. They say in their statement, there is no doubt President Donald J. Trump is the lawful winner of the presidential election. And they are demanding the state legislatures in Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Nevada, Michigan should exercise their constitutional right to unseat the certified electors and to install a new slate of what they call clean electors for Trump. How's that going to work?
Well, it doesn't work because, there's a little bit of a step that they leave out in the middle, which is that the Constitution does indeed give this power to the state legislatures, but they've long ago exercised it by enacting
laws
that give the vote to the public and put the election officials of the executive branches in the different states in charge of managing how the election goes. So it's not just a simple matter of pretending we're on tabula rasa and, this is our first go-round. They'd have to repeal a lot of law in order to do that legally. And I don't even think a Republican governor would entertain the idea of disenfranchising his state. But why in the world would the Democratic governors of Pennsylvania and Michigan,
Wisconsin, Nevada.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. How does this all work its way out? I mean, your piece today is terrific. And again, I have found your voice to be indispensable. And so please keep the clarity coming. But how does this situation all work its way out? Are we going to have to wait till January 6th to have maybe at least some subsiding of this public agitation?
Well, I wonder what the effect will be by January 6th. Obviously the president is going to keep agitating, in part because that's the way he's wired, but also in part because as long as the Republicans seem to be indulging him the way they are, it only encourages this stuff. But I think, I expect the Supreme Court, if not today, within the next 24 to 48 hours, to deny Texas's motion. And that should put that to rest, because I expect that'll be, it'll probably just be a short order that says denied, which means it'll be all nine of them, because there won't be any apparent dissent. And that, I think, will take some air out of the bag. And I think, Michael, maybe I'm wrong about this, and we'll have to see how the weeks go, but I really think there's a very big difference between being accountable, standing up in Congress and saying, we object to this with your name on it, than asking the court to do your heavy lifting for you. I do not think they're going to be willing, when they think about reciprocally what the blue states could do to the red states, and how it's going to fly for the Republicans to try to disenfranchise people, I don't think they'll do it.
Andrew McCarthy, his latest piece is posted up at our website. It's about the importance of deadlines that are part of the law. And yes, law is important. What about Jewish law and the real Hanukkah? We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted 84-13 to advance a bipartisan defense policy bill over President Trump's objection, with support for the legislation exceeding the two-thirds majority needed to override any potential veto by the president. This also gives lawmakers another week to work on a coronavirus relief package. In a rare act of bipartisanship on Capitol Hill, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri introducing an amendment to a bill that would provide direct stimulus checks to the American people.
$1,200 for individuals, $2,400 for families, $500 for every child, and as Senator Sanders rightly says, every member of this body has voted yes in favor of this relief before.
USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Snow's coming down. I'm watching it fall. Watching the people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells in town.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is time for seasonal music. I was actually kind of pleased to see that there's a new Christmas album by Leslie Odom Jr., who was part of the cast of Hamilton, a very talented guy. And in that Christmas album, he sings Mao Tsur, Rock of Ages, one of the most traditional Hanukkah song. And the Hebrew is pretty flawless. And I think it's lovely that that's included together with an album of all the Christmas favorites from Leslie Odom Jr. And I also think it's a lovely gesture that Kamala Harris, the vice president-elect, senator from California, and yep, she's still senator from California for now, does a Hanukkah video with her husband, Doug Emhoff, who, by the way, has just left his law practice because of potential conflicts of interest, being the wife of the First Lady. He's going to be teaching classes at Georgetown Law School. And fine, that's right there in Washington. They will be moving into the Naval Observatory. And one of the things that actually could help calm things a bit would be if the Pences, if Mike and Karen Pence would go ahead and invite Senator Harris and her husband over to the Naval Observatory just to show them around the place that they're going to be inhabiting for the next 4 years. Anyway, Kamala Harris And Doug Emhoff had these wishes for a happy Hanukkah, at the conclusion of which they went ahead and lit the first candle. The entire thing posted on her Twitter account sounded like this. Clip 10.
Hey, everybody. We're here to talk about one of our favorite holidays in our big modern family.
Hanukkah.
And why do you love Hanukkah?
I love Hanukkah because it really is about the light and bringing light where there has been darkness. And there is so much work to be done in the world to bring light. And it is a celebration of always Tikkun Olam, which is about fighting for justice and fighting for the dignity of all people.
Okay, and then they go ahead and they light their first candle for Hanukkah. Okay, very nice. Josh Hammer, who's my editor over at Newsweek, and my piece is up at Newsweek right now, and it's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com, and the piece is called The Real Hanukkah, Not Just a Jewish Christmas. And it's not. Of course, both holidays are obsessed with light, and there are Christmas lights all over the place, and with Hanukkah, we light 8 candles, and it's increasing light every night until when you have 8 candles on a menorah, on a candelabrum, it can be a pretty impressive sight. And you're actually supposed to light the candles in a way that people can see them, per Samei Nisad, in order to broadcast the miracle. But the miracle is not a miracle of just fighting for justice. It's not a miracle of people all getting along. It's not a miracle of increasing light. That's not it. And Hanukkah is not really just about special foods. There are all sorts of great Christmas foods. I mean, traditionally, Dickens in Christmas Carol writes about plum pudding. And you have eggnog, and then different people have different foods they eat traditionally on Christmas. On Hanukkah, you eat potato pancakes, and part of the reason is because they're fried in oil, and oil is part of the miracle of the lights that is part of the Hanukkah story. But the real Hanukkah story is about civil war, I'm afraid. No, it really is. And it is not about just fighting for justice for all people. It is a particularistic, national, specific holiday about one religious faith. And the only way, the best way, frankly, I can prove it to you is in the prayer book, and it's in traditional Jewish prayer books going back much more than 1,000 years. That because the events of Hanukkah took place in 165 before the Common Era. But the Al HaNisim prayer, which is the one prayer that is added to the daily prayers morning, afternoon, and evening during the Hanukkah holiday, says this. It says that you delivered the strong into the hands of the weak, the many into the hands of the few, the impure into the hands of the pure, the wicked into the hands of the righteous, and the wanton into the hands of the diligent students of your Torah. For yourself you made a great and holy name in the world. And for your people Israel, you worked a great victory and salvation as this very day. And it goes on to talk about the purification of the holy temple, which is where the title Hanukkah comes. Hanukkah doesn't mean liberation. It doesn't mean toleration. It means dedication. And it celebrates the rededication of the temple that had been taken over by secularists, people who wanted to assimilate into the prevailing Hellenistic Greek culture that at the time surrounded the people of Judea. And what the Hanukkah story really tells is a story of a divided Jewish people, and divided between people who wanted to be faithful to the teachings of the Bible and others who wanted to follow Greek culture, which was much more secular and less God-focused. So all of that means that Hanukkah has one very, very big difference from Christmas. Hanukkah has bad guys. Sorry, they're there. Antiochus the fourth, the king of the Syro-Greek kingdom that had been established after Alexander the Great, he's a bad guy. And there were significant oppressions and rules against Jewish people following Torah law. And those rules had to be defeated. And again, I'm not saying that Hanukkah is a harsh holiday where you're supposed to be grouching at people or waving swords at them or threatening them or anything of the kind. But the idea that it's all about fighting for justice, well, it's fighting for survival and fighting for the survival of very specific ideas, which are biblical ideas. And again, this is not to, I don't want anyone to say, oh, Medved is attacking the vice president because of the vice president-elect because of this very sweet and well-meaning gesture she had. And her husband, after all, is Jewish, and neither she nor her husband gave up their own religious tradition when they got married. So fine. And I think it's very nice, and I would imagine that the Bidens will continue the tradition of hosting some kind of Hanukkah party in addition to the traditional White House Christmas party that everybody holds. And I think that's terrific. But I do think I hope somebody would get Vice President-elect Harris a copy of the Hanukkah column that I posted today. Up at Newsweek. Check it out. It's at michaelmedved.com. There's much more, and particularly concerning the COVID-19 debate, where we're going, and of course the debate about the ongoing election controversy. There's a couple of very liberal left voices that suggest that when you talk about the Hanukkah holiday having bad guys, that Republicans are bad guys who want people to suffer. Really, want people to suffer because of COVID-19. Really? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nibbling at your nose.
And one of the things that Hanukkah and Christmas very much have in common is the joys of children and being able to see some of the splendors of the season through the eyes of kids. Bright lights, candles, festivities, yeah, gifts. Gifts have become obviously a Christmas tradition for a long time. They've become much more of a Hanukkah tradition in the last couple of hundred years. But the value of kids, the joys of family, there is a great new company, which is a very exciting. And the company is called Future Family. It is a category-leading platform combining fintech and digital health to provide affordable, personalized fertility care. Infertility is rising, yes it is, in developed countries, while millennials are increasingly choosing to start families later. 2016 marked the very first time that more American women gave birth in their 30s than in their 20s. And there are growing numbers of same-sex couples who are also trying to start families and require sometimes some fertility solutions. Look, all of this is one of the reasons that this company is so promising, and it is one of those companies that you can get in on the ground floor, not to use their services, but to invest through Our Crowd. Our Crowd is my brother's company in Israel. This is the Future Family Company is just one of a bunch of startups that you can find out about for free. Just go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, and find out more about some of these groundbreaking technological breakthrough companies that have the chance to help you do well while you're doing good. Go to Our Crowd, click at michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, and sign up for getting this kind of information. Okay, not in so much in the spirit of the season was Ayanna Pressley, the congresswoman from Massachusetts, a member of the squad. She was on with Lawrence O'Donnell on NBC, and asked such an insulting leading question And even worse than the question was the answer. This is clip 7. Listen.
Why can't your Republican colleagues in the House and in the Senate understand that when you lose your job, you lose your income, the solution to that problem is money?
Again, they are callous and cruel, and it seems just completely disconnected from the hurt the American people are experiencing.
Yeah, callous and cruel. You can see snidely whiplash. They're twirling their mustaches and rubbing their hands with glee. These are ultimate bad guys. They just want the American people to suffer. How outrageous. Why not recognize the fact that the Republicans want to help people? That's why they overwhelmingly supported the first 3 COVID-19 bailouts, which really did do a lot of good. And the reason they can't reach agreement on this is because the Democrats won't accept legal protections from gone crazy liability lawsuits surrounding COVID-19 that will end up benefiting only lawyers. The Democratic Party has become largely the party of lawyers. And she goes on, Ayanna Pressley, to talk about the distribution challenges with the COVID-19 vaccine. Listen, clip 8.
Well, again, first and foremost, I'm going to continue this fight for state and municipal federal support, both to support an equitable public health response with the pandemic, but also distribution of the vaccine. It needs to go to those that have been hardest hit. And again, we need these investments in the infrastructure to ensure that that is happening. Those on the front lines, our healthcare workers, but again, those communities that have been hardest hit, the coronavirus is the third leading cause of death for Black Americans. So the most vulnerable and marginalized communities, because of the comorbidities of structural racism, because of unequal access to health care, because of transportation deserts and food apartheid systems, have been the most vulnerable to contracting this virus.
Okay, food apartheid systems? What is she talking about? Restaurants that break the law by discriminating people according to race? Have you been to a restaurant recently where they have Black people in one room and Latino people in another room and white people? Come on. And transportation deserts? Basically, this is nutty. The obvious solution for the House and the Senate, and they're just about giving up on trying to get some kind of relief bill through, and that's a shame, because it would do tremendous good if they got some kind of bill through. The obvious way to do it is this. Is that right now what the Democrats object to is what the Republicans insist on is some kind of liability relief so that whatever money they're sending out to help small businesses, that money doesn't get ruined or wasted by trying to fight off predatory lawsuits that are based on nothing that is a real problem, some kind of legal protection. If Republicans give that up, then Democrats should give up what they are demanding, which is unequal, unfair, uneven help to different states. In other words, there are some states that have handled this whole situation better than others. There are some states that started out as financial basket cases. Take the state of Illinois, for example. And the idea that the federal government is now going to bail out some of these blue states that have spent too much of their money and not done a particularly good job, that doesn't really belong in this bill. If they have in the bill some kind of check for every American family, and maybe it's not $1,200, maybe it's $600, if they have extended unemployment insurance, if they can focus on that, on money that would go directly to families. Both sides say they want it. The American people want it and need it. And the reason that Republicans are opposing this is not because they're callous and cruel, but because they notice the fact that we all of a sudden had $250 billion added to the national debt last month in the month of November alone. And right now, with the pandemic expected to get much worse before it gets better, the idea of not being able to come up with something to give our spirits and the markets a little bit of a boost is just too bad. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to two very smart guys, both of whom happen to be in California, but don't hold that against them. Joel Kotkin writes about urban issues and the issues of that have to do with why so many people are leaving California to go to places like Texas. But he says that there is one very big thing that Trump got just right and that Biden cannot afford to screw up. What is it? We'll be speaking to Joel Kotkin about that. And we'll also be speaking in the next hour to Peter Robinson, who is at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. He is one of the greatest guys around, was a distinguished speechwriter, an indispensable speechwriter for President Reagan. And maybe he can talk a little bit about how we somehow settle some of the ongoing hurts about this election process, why he believes it has become so poisonous. Is this election really that unusual? Don't we have some kinds of questions about election procedures almost every time we do? So what makes this situation different, and what can the president-elect Joe Biden and the outgoing president Donald J. Trump do to try to bring Americans back to some kind of functional and more forgiving view of their own government and the way that it functions through the use of big speeches? There will be a lot of attention on the speeches that both men are apparently scheduled to give on inaugural day. We will get to that, plus a bunch of movies. Mank is a movie with Gary Oldman that is surely an Oscar contender. Gary Oldman, who won the Oscar for playing Winston Churchill in Darkest Hours, is here playing a legendary Hollywood screenwriter toiling to write Citizen Kane. And there's also a new movie with Rachel Brosnahan of the fabulous Mrs. Maisel, where she plays a housewife in the 70s who is suddenly pursued by the mob. She doesn't really know why, but she has a newly adopted child. And more, including a new comedy with Drew Barrymore, all coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.